Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, getting ready for our live Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor results show with the Tabulator, and I'm very excited to see how this is all going to play out after weeks and weeks of campaigning to get to this moment. But before we get to tonight's show, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at the Dollar Shave Club. And the Dollar Shave Club is working hard to make sure you are not paying that much for outstanding razors, because the razor blades and the razors and the handles and all that stuff has gotten very, very expensive. And you know that razors have gotten expensive when you've seen that they've had to really up the security at the drugstore, that it's much harder to get razors than it ever used to be years ago when you used to go to the drugstore and just get a razor. Now you have to go through a whole process. But Dollar Shave Club is going to make that a lot easier for you, because they're going to deliver amazing razors and grooming supplies for just a couple of bucks. It's simple and it's smart. It just takes a couple minutes to get going. You'll get razor blades and a handle shipped to you every month or every other month, depending on what you want. So stop wasting your time with dull razor blades and make the switch to Dollar Shave Club. Upgrade to the smarter way to shave. Get your shave gear at dollarshaveclub.com/RHAP. Shave time and shave money. dollarshaveclub.com/RHAP. That's dollarshaveclub.com/RHAP. Coming to you live from the new home of Rob Has a Podcast, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who is about to filibuster through about 45 minutes of Mr. and Miss Survivor results. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the big night that we've all been waiting for. It is the night where we crown our new Mr. and Miss Survivor, a night where history will be made. And boy, have we got a fantastic show for you tonight. First, let me bring in a woman who I'm very excited that we are having her here to join us tonight. Here she is, your reigning Miss Survivor for about another 40 minutes. Here is Miss Survivor 2014, Andrea Belkey.
Hi.
Andrea.
Hello.
Andrea, how are you in your final minutes as Miss Survivor?
It's a little emotional, I must say.
As reigning Miss Survivor, because Miss Survivor is sort of like being president. You're always Miss Survivor now.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me feel very, very old. But now I'm excited about this new year. I hope I can be a mentor to the next Mr. and Miss.
I hope so, too.
Always here. If they need anything, I'm always here.
Yes. All right. And let's bring in the man of the hour. Here he is, that he has known the results. Kurt, are you the only human being who knows the results of Mr. and Miss Survivor?
I'd say I'm the only living being. Yes.
Ghosts know the answer.
They may. This is the only power I have at all during the entire year, so no way I'm going to let anybody else know the results.
Okay, well, this is very exciting. I'm very pumped up. It's been a busy couple of days for me. I've been moving, trying to get everything set up to the point where we are ready to do all of our shows here with the kickoff of the Survivor season, of the Amazing Race season, and to be here for this night where we crown a new Mr. and Miss Survivor. And I just have pins and needles all over, and we've got a big live audience, and people are in the chat room, and a very, very exciting night, Kurt. History was about to be made.
It is. It is.
Yes, yes, it is. It's like the Oscars and the Super Bowl all wrapped up into one, Andrea.
Oh yeah, I mean, even more exciting.
Yes, even more exciting.
Chat room? I mean, maybe they do.
Yes.
Well, a chat room as awesome as this, though.
Yes, yes. Is there a chat room on the Oscars? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're very excited about everything going on here. Of course, this is just your first course here in the next 24 hours, because tomorrow, Wednesday, the 25th, is the 90-minute premiere of Survivor 30, Survivor Worlds Apart. That is coming to you starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. Or is it, Kurt, what is it? Is it 7 Central? 7 Central.
Yeah.
7 Central. I apologize to all of our Central Americans.
So, is that what we are? Okay.
And so then after that, then it's followed by the premiere of Survivor Know-It-Alls, when Stephen Fishback and I are going to get together at 9:45 p.m. Eastern. That's 8:45 Central, Kurt.
Yes, it is.
And then also as well, depending, you guys, this is like a choose your own adventure book for you guys on Wednesday night, because it's going to be the 90 minute premiere of Survivor followed by the 90 minute premiere of The Amazing Race. So if you want to skip the know-it-alls, you want to listen to the know-it-alls on your commute on Thursday, you can go ahead and do that. Amazing Race's premiere is going to be also on Wednesday night. And since I, by the laws of physics, I can't be in two places at once, Jessica Leese is going to host an audio podcast of The Amazing Race. And she is going to be covering that with Haley Strong from our Bachelor Rehap Up. And Amy and Haley, I'm sorry, Jessica and Haley will have The Amazing Race wrap up for you guys. Hopefully that'll be up for you guys early on Thursday. So we will bring you coverage of both the Survivor premiere and The Amazing Race premiere, Kurt. It's very, very big week.
Lots going on tomorrow.
Yes, a lot going on. And then on Thursday, I will speak with the first person kicked off of Survivor Worlds Apart. And then we will do our first big recap and something. We're doing something new, which we've never done before. My guest, which I have not announced yet for this week, my guest this week on the podcast will be, in her first act as Miss Survivor, your newly crowned Miss Survivor will be doing a recap with me on Thursday.
Ooh,
yes.
Business.
Andrea, wouldn't that have been nerve wracking, right? In your first act as Miss Survivor?
Oh gosh, yeah. There's a lot of pressure there. They better deliver.
A lot of pressure, better deliver. So that's
So in about about 30 minutes, there's gonna be two females with suddenly available Thursday schedules.
Yes. Yes. And so we're going to have that coming up. And then Friday night, of course, by the way, also on that show, then voicemails with Josh Wiggler. So that's going to be a jam-packed show on Thursday. And then on Friday, I will speak with Jessica Leese after a live episode of The Amazing Race coming up on Friday. Also this week, they just posted on CBS.com that we did a Survivor Roundtable last week. And I sat down with Jeff Probst, John Cochran, Sandra, and Parvati, and we talked about Survivor heading into 30 seasons, Kurt.
Wow, is that going to air on CBS.com?
It's on CBS.com, and it's actually labeled Jeff Survivor Roundtable featuring Jeff Probst and Survivor winners, Andrea.
What's Cochran up to?
Cochran, oh, he's up to a lot of things. He's writing stuff. He's taking Ubers places. He's living the dream.
He's whatever.
Yeah.
And when I was in LA, he has a car, but he only takes Ubers. He refuses to drive.
Yes.
It's just hilarious.
Yes. That came up on the Survivor Roundtable show that yes, he does have a car, but he only takes Uber places. So, you could find out more about that on the Survivor Roundtable.
With all the winners.
Yeah, that was very fun. I also, last week, the day we shot that, I went to an event at the Paley Center. I saw a bunch of survivors, including former your Redemption Island co-stars. I saw both Philip and Nat Tenorelli.
Yeah. Philip, how's he doing? Must have chatted your ear off.
Yes. Philip was like the paparazzi. He posted so many pictures from the event.
He is posting a lot of he's posting a lot of red carpet pictures. I don't know if he has a new job or a little bizarre behavior always with him.
Yes, his new nickname is the paparazzo.
That looks like a lot of fun, though. I had a lot of people text me that it was a cool little thing.
Yeah, it was very fun. All right, so let's get into tonight's festivities. All right, so we're live, of course, here on robasawebsite.com. We've got the chat room happening on robasawebsite as well. I see all the chats going very quickly past my face, and trying to read them and also talk at the same time. Also, we have our Twitter handle up at hashtag RHAP. Scott St. Pierre will be pulling some tweets from you guys later on the show. We want to hear your reactions to things, and also on our YouTube channel at robasawebsite.com/YouTube. And of course, you want to get locked in and subscribe because we are about to kick off a huge season of Survivor podcasts. robasawebsite.com/iTunes. Or you can also subscribe via your favorite podcatcher or using our own Rob is a Podcast app at robasawebsite.com/app. All right, Kurt, why don't you start off by telling us how many votes were cast so far?
We had nearly 8,700 votes cast.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a few.
That's about consistent with the number of ballots we got during the first rounds, right?
Yeah, I think the first round, we got quite a few. I think it felt just a little bit shy, but it was roughly the same.
Yeah. Okay.
What was last year? Are we up?
I think last year we actually broke 10,000 votes or 10,000 ballots for the finals.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We'll see. Maybe so many people were voting for Andrea.
Yeah. Yes. You're the Velky.
Yeah. So I just want to start off before we get into any of these results. I was really, really happy with how seriously our candidates took it this year. And I really was, it was great for me to see how badly people wanted this, Kurt.
Yeah, I tried to go into Twitter over just the past couple of days and see what did people's campaigns look like. And it was just, it would be impossible to summarize, especially just over the past couple of weeks between just tweets back and forth between the contestants and kind of ragging on each other and, you know, people thanking them for voting. It was highly participatory. People were posting, you know, GIFs and videos and, you know, Photoshopped images. It was great to see.
Andrea, would you have campaigned for Miss Survivor in 2015 if you knew how much it was going to take to win this thing?
You mean if I got to campaign again?
Yes, if you knew what it would entail to be Miss Survivor in 2015, would that have even been interesting to you, or would you have said, "Hey, that's too much work"?
Oh no, I would have rose to the challenge.
You would have rose to the challenge. You would have made videos.
Yeah, I would have taken it up a couple notches for sure.
Yes,
because even Tasha changed her whole Twitter bio. Dedication. I don't know if I could have done that.
This was the year we saw people, making videos, making songs, doing all sorts of campaign videos. I think in the future, I think we should have, if a survivor officially endorses a campaign video, they need to say in the video that, "Hi, I am so-and-so and I endorse this message." That was something that came up. Also this year on the post-debate recap shows that Mike Bloom hosted with Jessica and Haley, which I thought were really fantastic also. So Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor really went up a whole notch this year, Kurt.
It did. I'm already anticipating how next year is going to play out and how we can make it great fun for everybody.
Okay.
Kurt's video was hysterical.
Now, Kurt.
I was crying. I think I was actually crying.
Yeah, he did a great job. Now, Calvin in the chat room says, Rob doesn't get it. People took it too seriously this year. Kurt, did people take Mr. Survivor and Miss Survivor too seriously this year? And is that even possible?
There was a little bit of a potential.
Did people want it too bad this year?
I don't think that people wanted it too bad. I think there was a little bit maybe people taking each other's campaign prompts a little too seriously maybe. So responses back and forth between some of the contestants maybe got a little bit heated. But I don't think people wanted it too much. I think it's just people being a little bit reactive potentially.
Yeah. Well, in the game of Miss and Mr. Survivor, you either win or you die, right, Andrea?
Yeah.
So
that's for the losers.
That's right. If you didn't campaign hard enough, then you didn't want it bad enough. No, in all seriousness, maybe a little bit this year. The campaigning got a little negative, and we don't love to see that. But look, I mean, it's exciting to see just how badly people want it.
Nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt, but we do like, we want everybody to still be friends after. Maybe not as chummy as the Miss Survivor 2014 campaign was, Andrea. I think that was a little bit on the other side. Everybody was too nice last year.
Yeah, it was painful. It was too nice.
Too nice.
They were friends, so I didn't want to start throwing shade, and then all of a sudden I was teamed up on. It was...
Shots fired. What? Yeah. Who is friends?
That team is too nice.
Candace and Sierra?
Yeah, they were buddies. So I
didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like it was me versus them, and I didn't want to be mean and catty.
Yeah.
But going back, maybe I would have been a little more feisty.
Yes. Oh, look, hey, it worked for you. That every year is different in Miss Survivor, Mr. Survivor. And I think there's going to be a lot of lessons learned for the potential candidates for Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor 2016. Who could even imagine?
I think you give them a lot of credit for them doing their homework.
Yes. I bet. Look, Miss Survivor 2016 could be watching this right now, Kurt.
That's true. That's true. Yes. I think, especially if we get more fans cast in the upcoming year, not just for this Survivor 30, but for next fall as well, we very well could see people who actually go into this knowing what to expect, like a couple of the candidates this season.
Yeah.
You got to study up. You got to do your homework.
All right. Kurt, well, yeah. what's the best way to do this? Should we eliminate somebody right now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. Now, let's eliminate one of the men and then one of the women. How about that?
Sure.
And then we'll crown Mr. Survivor and then we'll crown Miss Survivor.
I'm on board.
All right. So let's see. You want to give us the third place finisher for the men's division?
Sure. So big race on both sides. Everybody was really into it. Third place for the men's division. 14% of the vote. Third place goes to Tony Vlachos.
Oh, wow. That is a stunner.
That is shocking.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, let's talk about Tony's job. And first off, let me just say, I appreciate Tony stepping up and competing here in Mr. Survivor. I know he did not initially want to do it. I don't know if that initial indecision hurt his campaign. Maybe it got stuck in the starting gate a little bit after the stop and start, but it was dramatic. And I really appreciated that Tony was a part of this competition. And I think that if it was not for Tony, I think that maybe this would not have been as fun on the men's side.
Yeah, it was a really fun debate getting those three in the call together. And I'm really glad that he did decide to end up participating. So good for Tony.
He brought a lot to the table, Andrea.
Yeah, I'm really glad that he agreed to do it because it was fun. And it would have been a lot different if he wasn't there. But I do agree with you, Rob. I think maybe because he was first reluctant and then he came back and said he wanted to do it, that might have hurt him. That might have been the thing that brought him down.
Yeah. Is that a lesson to be learned that what you want to do, you want to get out of the gate fast, Kurt, on the night that we do the Mr. Survivor results in 2016, that you want to accept, you want to say, yes, I am running. I choose to run. I want to be your Mr. Survivor from the get-go.
Definitely. And I think the counterpoint of that is to whatever you don't do, don't decline and then come back and say that you want to do it.
Yeah. But I thought that Tony was a lot of fun. He had brought great energy, great enthusiasm to the competition. And, you know, he was the first one there the night of the debates. He was ready to go. He was very fired up about all of this. And it was nice to see that enthusiasm.
He referenced the tabulator during the debates and opposite worlds and whodunit. So,
yes. You
know, someone might have given him the cheat sheet, but it was appreciated.
Yes. I was shocked when he started talking about the Clark curse.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right. So we now know that either Mr. Survivor will either be Spencer Bledsoe or Jeremy Collins. Andrea, your thoughts?
I'm surprised. I thought that Tony and Spencer were going to be really close as one and two. So Jeremy pulled in the vote. So good for him.
Yeah. Good. Good for Jeremy.
And what I can reveal, I think at this point, is that at least in the first round of the Mr. Survivor polls, where we got down to the top three, Tony was ahead of Jeremy in the standings there. So Jeremy did pull ahead.
Yes. Oh, a big campaign for Jeremy. That's going to be very interesting to see. Was it enough? Was it enough to get to the top spot? So we'll see how that's going to play out here tonight. I want to take a couple of tweets from you guys, a couple of reactions. Okay, so Orange Shaw says, I guess Tony got surround and drowned. That, hey, Not cool.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just could not keep up with the firefighter.
Yes. Yes. We'll see. We'll see exactly how this is going to go and play out tonight. Okay.
I got a tweet about Jesse at Plan Voodoo says, this time last year, Miss Andrea Belkey was drunk in an ATM terminal. Ah, memories. Hashtag
Yes. Yes.
Look how far I've come. I'm sober in my room.
Wow. Miss Survivor, that you get tweets directly to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And to clarify last year, Andrea, you didn't know you were going to win. You just decided to call in and see what happened, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All about bold moves, all right?
Yeah.
Andrea, do you even remember winning Miss Survivor?
Oh, come on.
You do? Okay. Why? Because you watched the video?
Yeah. I mean, I need a little refresher the next day, but no, I read it all.
Yes. Yes. Andrea, is it true that you were with RC the night that you won Miss Survivor?
I was.
Did RC congratulate you?
He did. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Very happy.
Yes.
Fun to get the shirt and everything.
What advice did RC give to you that you will pass down to the next Miss Survivor?
You put me on the spot. She does well. She hasn't been Miss Survivor selfies, did she not?
Did she do Miss Survivor selfies, Kurt? Do you remember this? I don't think selfies were invented yet.
Maybe she invented the selfie.
did RC invent the selfie?
Maybe she did.
Or the Belfie. Belfie, that's you, Andrea Belfie.
That's me, Belfie.
Yeah. All right. Kurt, let's get into discovering the third place contender. Now, the women, really, if coming into this, I think that you, now that the voting is over, I mean, I think that Spencer was the favorite prohibitively to walk away with Mr. Survivor. That was what the Vegas chalk pick was before. And we'll find out if Jeremy's able to pull off the upset tonight. On the women's side, it would not surprise me if any of the three women who campaigned become Miss Survivor. I really, I feel like it's completely even money with these three competitors.
Yeah. And I think that that's a fair assessment, especially I think coming out of the Miss Survivor debates, just, you know, Twitter was abuzz with how well everybody kind of stepped up the game. And especially, I think, I think both Tasha and Kelly, to some extent, were dark horses in the race. And I think everybody was pleasantly surprised with how they performed, in addition to Natalie.
Yeah. Andrea, you said early on that you were a Kelly fan.
Don't be wrong. I like them all. I just really like how gung-ho Kelly was through the entire thing. She was tweeting at me. She was watching live. I just think from the beginning, just so cute and bubbly and excited about it. So, and a bit of an underdog because she didn't even make merge. So, I am a Kelly fan.
Okay. All right. So,
yeah, I don't know. Something about blonde power.
Blonde power. Easy with that. All right. So, Kurt, let's go ahead and let's get to, first off, Orin Shaw wants to know, is it a tie?
Is it a tie?
Yes. Was it a three-way tie?
It is not a three-way tie. Okay. Although there were some points during the week, during the latter part of the week, I was worried I was going to have to call you and we were going to have to think something up. But no, I did not.
Wow. Yeah.
Were the results that close?
Well, you're about to see, aren't you?
I guess so. boy, was it, let me ask you this. Was it one person who the winner, did they sort of shoot out or was it neck and neck?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay. All right.
I will explain it at the right time.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Kurt, tell us number three.
Number three. For the
I'm winner. Nervous. Andrea, are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I've been nervous all week. Number three for the women, 29% of the vote coming in third place is Kelly Wentworth.
Okay, Kelly, 29%. That is a big chunk for third place, I feel like.
Yes, it is. It's more than twice what Tony got for third place.
Okay. So Kelly Wentworth really was, I know a lot of people are going to be very upset. People really wanted Kelly for Miss Survivor. There's a lot of big Kelly fans, and she really ran a fantastic campaign.
Yeah, she, especially for, again, someone who, quote unquote, didn't make the merge, she, I think, really represented the Wrapped spirit nicely. She is, I would not be surprised if a majority of those votes came from more of the diehard listeners versus the casual listeners. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Is that what your exit polling is telling you?
Yes, I'm looking at my exit poll right now.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Andrea, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed.
Yeah, bummer.
How much I liked her. Gotta just throw that there.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know, kind of what... She didn't go as far, which does hurt, because far you go, usually you have more exposure and more fans. I know the diehards loved her, so... I think I still want to say congratulations for doing as well as you did, Kelly.
Yes. Yeah. I know people are saying in the chat room, Miss, this is rigged.
Of course.
People are very upset. I've seen this is rigged easily about 7 times so far in the chat room. People are very upset about this.
It's not rigged. I don't know what to say.
Was the poll rigged this year?
You know, this year I decided we'd do something a little bit different.
Yes. Was it rigged when Andrea won?
Not at all. No, of course not.
Okay, Andrea, does that make you feel better?
No. That does.
Yes.
Did you do anything different this year?
Did you do anything different?
I reached out to everybody to see if they wanted to bribe me. Didn't really get much in the way of taking, and so I just went with the actual voters were.
Okay. Very, very, you know, that's the tough part of this competition, that, you know, people are going to get so close to that finish line, but ultimately be right there. That, much like myself in Survivor, but the silver lining is 12 years later, they'll post a video on CBS.com that says you were a winner. So yeah. At some point that things might either they'll confuse you with a different person that won on their later tries or whatever.
Yeah, that person must. Yeah, never mind. Not even gonna go there.
this is tough news. Tough news. Yeah. For Kelly. But
And I'm hoping that she will still decide to be a part of the rap community in 2015.
Yes.
And the podcasts that are going on. I think we'd all still love to see her.
Yes, I hope so.
Sure, that's why the chat room's freaking out.
Yes, and not only that, I will have, if they're willing, I would love to have both Kelly and Dale on a podcast this season.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's my campaign promise. That's what I want. Okay, all right. So let's go ahead, Kurt. Boy, let's get some. Should we get some reaction?
Yeah,
let's get some reaction. Here and all right, so Jeremy Miller is saying on Twitter, this is an outrage, Team Kelly all the way. Natalie Anderson says, keep me posted on what's going on, I'm on a Tinder date. Whoa.
Oh, swipe right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Yes. Okay, let's see. This is from at Plan Voodoo on Twitter, says hard fought campaign, Kelly Wentworth, hope to see you on RHAP regardless. So people want to see more of Kelly.
Good, good.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. So now we're down to the final four, Kurt.
Yes. Yes, we are.
The final four for the men and the women at stake. Mr. and Miss Survivor for 2015 and all the prestige and all of the opportunities that come along with it. Andrea, this might be a good time to reset for us. How has being Miss Survivor changed your life over the past year?
Well, for one, it keeps you somewhat more relevant than you would have been.
Yes.
You have the opportunity to put it on your Instagram bio and then have Vetus call you out.
Whoa. Do you have it on your Tinder bio?
Oh, it's all I have on my Tinder bio. I don't have Tinder.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's cool because you can invite to do podcasts and there's opportunities to do cool things. I know we talked about this a million times, how I really wanted to do a post for us and didn't work out. But if something happens and you live in that city, you're going to be thought of. Rob Sesternino is going to call you and be like, hey, Mr. Driver. So you get to be in contact with Rob C for about a whole year. So it's pretty great.
Yes. Life changing. All right. So let's go ahead and, Kurt, is everything okay? I thought that was scary for a moment that we lost you.
I think that was just anonymous again, or it happened last time. Someone
would
really
have never known who won Miss and Mr. Survivor had you gone away for good.
I mean, the one nice thing about doing a Skype call on my iPad is it's really easy to reconnect if I get booted, unlike on my laptop. So if it happens again, just give me 10 seconds.
Okay, there you go. All right, so Kurt.
Yes.
Is it time to crown our Mr. Survivor?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
At stake for Mr. Survivor, in addition for being the title of Mr. Survivor, the winner of Mr. Survivor will also receive an automatic invitation to Rob Has a Fantasy Football League 5. Nice. That is in the offing. Also, the coveted title of Mr. Survivor, which goes along with it, the very precious Mr. Survivor belt, assuming we get it back from Malcolm.
Can whoever wins Mr. Survivor put together like a SWAT team to go in and retrieve it?
Yes. Yes. We need to
wrap team 6.
Yes. Malcolm had lost the belt at one point. He recovered it and says he knows where it is. So we will find out at some point whether or not the belt is in safe hands and then will be passed on to the next owner. So
how did he almost lose it?
He put it in a safe place, but then he forgot where the safe place was. That's what happened.
Pretty much.
I did the same thing with my wallet one time in college. Okay.
I almost lost my hidden immunity idol several times because I'll wear it to things and I'll let other
people. Oh, not in the game. You lost it in real life.
Oh, in real life.
Yes.
You shouldn't lose. It's a nice memory. And there's been several times where I'm like, I let somebody wear it and I didn't know what happened to it.
And then you have to invite Russell. You have to invite Russell over to help you find it. It's a big hassle.
Oh, yes. Wow.
All right. So, also, I want to say a tweet tonight from Kelly Wentworth. It said, "Thanks for your support at Andrea Belke. Win or lose, blondes always stick together." Now, I don't know if that's quite true.
But
yes.
In this case, I'm definitely rooting for her.
I've watched some of those housewives shows. I don't think that's necessarily the case. All right. So, Kurt.
Yes.
All right. Well, how do you want to do this? Do you want to tell us the winner? Do you want to tell us who's in second place?
I'll reveal the winner, and then by default, we figure out who second place is.
Okay, then we'll talk through it. Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Survivor, I think, interestingly, actually, right before the debates, I was contacted on Twitter by Colin Stone, and he suggested I look at where are the standings right before the debate, and do they shift after the debate? I can actually let you know that Tony's score did not shift at all pre-post debate. But Jeremy did get a bump in his score, and it looks like it was taken from Spencer's score.
Okay, hold on. We have a little bit of a debate echo, are you guys hearing this?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it's anonymous again. All right, hold on. Let me try. Andrew, I'm going to try to mute you and see if this fixes it. Okay. Kurt.
Yep, I think.
All right. Yep. I got to keep Andrew on mute because that was the cause of the echo, and then we'll bring her back and see if that fixes the problem. This is a huge moment. We have to get this clean, Andrea. Okay. Give me a thumbs up if you follow, if you understand. Yeah, thumbs
up.
Okay.
Two thumbs up.
Okay. Okay. All right, Kurt, please. Okay. So after the debate, Jeremy's vote spiked.
Yes. And it looked like it was at the expense of Spencer's score, to be completely honest. So the winner, your Mr. Survivor for 2015, with 61% of the vote, is Spencer Bledsoe.
Spencer, congratulations. You did it. Congratulations to the young lad.
Yes.
And what was the final number for Jeremy?
About 25% of the vote.
25% of the vote. Solid outing for Jeremy. Congratulations to Spencer, the newly crowned Mr. Survivor. I texted him before the show, and he did not say anything controversial. This is a real text from Spencer that I asked him if he wanted to come on the show. And he said, I'm drunk in Florence, Italy, LOL. He's traveling in Europe. So tonight he is Signore Survivor. And that I asked him if he wants to come on the Google Hangout. He says he's in a hostel right now with people sleeping. So he can't talk. He can't talk on the show right now. But so congratulations to Spencer. Congratulations to Jeremy. What a night here. Crowning our new Mr. Survivor. Let's see if how Andrea's if Andrea can restore her audio back to its normal pristine quality. And I think you have to unmute yourself, Andrea. See if you could do that. Yes.
Hi.
All right. All right. Andrea, I'm still hearing the echo. Why don't you kick yourself out and then come back?
Okay.
All right, working through some live technical issues here. Okay. Kurt, but this is very exciting.
Yeah, I believe this is going to bode well for the rap community for 2015. I think there's going to be a lot of participation, a lot of involvement. This Gilmore Girls podcast, who knows, will that actually become a thing now? But
Was it the Gilmore Girls podcast that put Spencer over the top, or did it cost him votes?
You know what? I think according to my exit poll, that's the sole reason why he won.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
This isn't the most scientific poll. I'm still getting the kinks out, but if I'm reading the numbers correctly, he won because of the Gilmore Girls.
So had Jeremy done a Gilmore Girls podcast, would he have won?
You know what? I can't predict how things could be different in the future, but it could very well be that had Jeremy got on board with the Gilmore Girls or, say, One Tree Hill, we could have a different result right now.
Yes. Andrea, are you back and at full quality?
I hope so. Do I sound okay?
Yes, you sound good. I don't hear the echo anymore. So
okay, hear it again. I don't know. Maybe it's a sign.
It's a sign. It's a sign that the universe does not want you to stop being Miss Survivor.
Yeah, it's foreshadowing what's going to happen in 10 minutes.
Now, Andrea, you have been pro Spencer. You must be happy tonight.
I am. I love Spencer.
Yes.
I thought his video was hilarious. I think he's going to be a perfect Mr. Survivor.
Yes.
I expect great things, and I have a lot of confidence in him, so I'm excited.
Okay. This is a very, very exciting night. Congratulations to Spencer, the people's Mr. Survivor here for 2015. And what a great job by Jeremy. A really exciting campaign. People said, oh, Jeremy is so funny all through his interview, through the debates. And I think he really opened a lot of eyes in this campaign season, Kurt.
Yeah, I was, again, very glad to see that he was participating. It's, you know, the fact that he, and I can reveal, like, in the first round, in the preliminary rounds leading up to the finals, you know, it was the final three were in order: Spencer, Tony, Jeremy. And the fact that Jeremy was able to put such effort into it, and I think everyone enjoyed his campaigning, you know, he got up to second place.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get some reaction here from Scott St. Pierre is following what you guys are saying on social media and on YouTube. This is from Isaac, who says, I knew he would win. Congrats, Spencer. So yes, so that is a common sentiment tonight. From Casey Featherston says, Spencer, congrats. I knew you could do it. #Mr. Survivor. So, Spencer believed in himself and he was able to pull it off.
And what was it Jeff Probst said about Spencer's chances of winning?
He said that Spencer has zero chance of winning, but he owes him a letter. All right. This is from Ryan. It says, congratulations, Spencer, on winning Mr. Survivor. So congratulations pouring in for the young lad all the way overseas.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's heard yet.
Yes, I don't know. He says that hopefully he didn't scream too loud and wake up the French people.
I know. Let's call him in. Let's go get him.
Let's go get him. You're gonna get on a plane?
Should we? Do you have some? Rob has a podcast, money saved up?
No. We spent it all in the studio. Yeah.
My one last Miss Survivor request.
Okay. All right. All right. So this is from Avery Gordon. Says, too many Spencer fanboys. Jeremy Collins was robbed. That's from Avery Gordon. Are there too many Spencer fanboys, Kurt?
I don't think there can be too many fanboys for any of the contestants. You know, it was, you know, people just have to realize that not everybody always shares the same opinion as you, and majority rules. And in this case, 60% is a clear majority.
Yes, yes. This is very exciting. No, no controversy here, like Birdman winning Best Picture, right, Kurt?
Yeah. I was on a plane during the Oscars, so you if that's what happened, I believe you.
Andrea, did you like Birdman?
Yeah.
I heard it wasn't that great.
It was okay. I don't think it should have won.
Yes. Is it true that Birdman was actually based on the story of Ryan Oprey with Pelican Pete? Is it true that that was the Ryan Oprey story?
Yeah, I guess that's what, yeah. That was the rumor.
That was what I heard. It's amazing they made an Oscar-winning movie out of that. All right. This is from Andrew Brockman. Says, I don't know about anybody else, but I voted for Spencer because he had the best hair. Oh, the hair. Kurt, did your exit polling tell you that people were voting based on hair?
No, there's something about bronies, but nothing about hair.
Nothing about bronies. Okay. All right. Andrea, are you ready to announce a new Miss Survivor?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
It is the end of me.
Yes. All right. Well, okay. Is it true also that much like Boyhood, Andrea, you and I have been filming 5 minutes of a documentary about being Miss Survivor every single day for the last year, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Well, for the last few years.
Yeah.
This goes back years.
Yes. So
2012.
Yes, for a long time now. So we'll expect. We're editing it now. It's a lot of footage to go through.
Actually, there is enough footage to probably make a film. From the first time that I almost broke the floor.
Yeah.
All the juggling to the rap, to the Survivor rap.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been this exciting journey, and this might be the end, but maybe not. So that's the beauty of Robert's podcast and the Survivor competition, you never know.
What a journey. All right, Kurt.
Yeah.
This is really exciting. It's a coin flip in my mind between Natalie and Tasha here. Natalie is our reigning RHAP fan favorite. Tasha, her running mate, Spencer, the reigning Mr. Survivor, won by a fair majority. So yeah. I could see this. This could go either way.
Yeah. And just giving a hint as to what's to come. First place had 36% of the vote. Second place had 34% of the vote.
Wow.
Fewer than 200 votes separating first and second place. And throughout the week, it was changing.
The lead was changing back and forth.
Wow. Yes. The drama.
Okay, yes. Kurt, could you tell me, the second place finisher, what was the latest point in the week that they held the lead?
Friday.
Wow. So, wow, neck and neck, back and forth, 200 votes?
Less than.
Oh, my God, that's like one tweet. Like, could have been the difference.
Can you see why I was like, do I have to, you know, throw another emergency stop here. But it was decisive enough, even after having thrown out some hinky votes. It was still the same gap, and I feel confident in the numbers here.
Okay, so you feel you have done a thorough cleanse of the data. You feel like there's no shenanigans, no foul play, and you feel very comfortable with your, we're not going to go to like, this isn't going to be like Miami-Dade County 2000. We're not going to be the hanging chads, a recount or anything.
There are no hanging chads. This poll is clean.
This poll is clean. Wow. The closest Miss Survivor that we've ever had in the most hardly fought year ever for Miss Survivor. Boy, this is coming down to it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Just rip off the Band-Aid.
Rip off the Band-Aid. All right, Craig. Tell us, Miss Survivor 2015, who you got?
Your new Miss Survivor for 2015.
And my guest on Thursday.
And your guest on Thursday, with 36% of the vote, is Natalie Anderson.
Oh, my God. She did it.
She did it.
Wow. Kurt, thing that jumped out to my mind is you said that it went back and forth, and on Friday was the point where the winner took over. Was it Natalie's last video? Was that what put her over the edge?
It could well have been. And I mean, to be clear, I think what I meant to say was that basically Friday afternoon, Tasha was ahead by 60 votes.
Yes.
And then between then and when the polls closed on Saturday, Natalie was in the lead. And it had been back and forth all week.
Yes, so. And Natalie dropped the campaign video on Friday of her cover of Sticky Situation. I wonder if that was what put her over the edge.
It could very well have been.
Oh, my God. First off, what a fantastic job Tasha did all through this campaign. She would have been a fantastic Miss Survivor. Her videos were the best produced that we've seen throughout all of maybe in Miss and Mr. Survivor history. She did a fantastic job, and this could have gone either way, and I would be happy, but. Great job, Tasha. I know she's watching tonight, Tasha. I really I can't thank you enough for how hard you did this and went for it. And we're gonna do a podcast this season.
Yeah, for someone who did no campaigning leading up to the first round, the extent to which she embraced the fun of the campaign and everything that you said, I was really glad to see that she had participated and seemed like she had a lot of fun of it. Hopefully she becomes more involved, like you said, in the rap community in 2015. Like, cause I think everybody would just the votes show it. The community would love to see her participate.
Yes. Yes. Really fantastic job. And so for Natalie, a 20 Miss Survivor. How about that?
I know. She's had a great year.
I'm sorry, what is that, Andrea?
She's had a great year.
She's had a great year. I mean, really, the triple crown. I don't think this has been done before.
Yeah, so she won, she got fan favorite, and she is Mr. Survivor.
Yes, so congratulations to Natalie on her Tinder date. Who knows? Kurt, this could be one hell of a night.
Yeah, the rap community has swiped right on Natalie Anderson.
Yes. Wow. All right, Scott, let's get some reactions here from the people watching live. Here we go. This is from Andrew Brockman. Says, officially cheering for Andrea for round two rather than Tasha or Natalie. Yeah. How about that?
I'm down.
Yeah. You would go back and you would go back for Miss Survivor?
Is there going to be a Miss Survivor All-Stars?
I don't know. Maybe.
Right, just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I'm around.
Okay. Spicy Wasabi says, Miss Survivor Gate, recount. Kurt, should there be a recount?
Yeah, just one second. Yep, recounted, and she's still the winner.
You walked right into it. Tabulator does it every year.
Yep.
Every year.
Every year. Okay. Never gets old.
Yep. Stephen Lean says, Natalie, RHAP Triple Crown, hashtag swipe right. So people are excited. People are excited.
I want to know how the date went. Well, we can ask her tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we'll ask
her. Thursday.
We'll find out. We'll find out later this week. Okay. This is from Alexander Point. Twinny, you did it. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. It's. I'm wondering if we have any reaction from Nadia. I wonder if she's here to report back to Natalie or anything.
Yes. Yes, I think so. All right. So let's go to, this is from Samburu. Survivor Addict 8 says, at Molly Sock, you have failed me and Miss Foxy Tasha. I demand a recount. Well, no. We already did the recount.
I can do that again.
No, we're good.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right. This is from Jordan Kalish. He says, poor Nadia. Yes. Yes. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But if she could be Miss Survivor in waiting. If anything happens to Natalie.
She's like a monarchy?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is from Zach Vossler. Collateral damage of the Miss Survivor competition. Miss Foxy Tasha will never tell at Rob Sestrino what Jatia was going to mail him. I forgot about all that.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a bummer.
Kurt, how do you think that Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor will be able to work together this year? We know that Spencer had openly endorsed Tasha for Miss Survivor. Will they be able to overcome that gap and be able to work together for the best of Rob as a podcast and Rob as a planet?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, if Miss Foxy Tasha had won, then all of us in Central America would have seen a joint reign there. But I think I'm more concerned about how the West Coast is not going to be, represented this time. At least with Andrea and Malcolm, you had, opposite sides. You get the Midwest in the middle. But now, I don't know, is California going to, fall to the wayside? I think they can work together. They're the two rap fan favorites. We know Natalie's gotten more involved in RHAP.
Yes.
I think, and Spencer, I think, will be willing to work across the aisle. We saw that he could work well with the beauty tribe in his season. I think that he would be able to work well with the beautiful Natalie Anderson.
Well, it's going to be a big blow for the West Coast because they were used to a certain level of service from their reigning Mr. Survivor. And now that's going to be just taken away. West Coast, this is going to be like, a drought that's going to really...
What are they going to do? I
hope they're going to be able to get through this.
The Malcolm vacuum is going to be felt across the nation.
Yes. Yes.
Spencer has some big shoes to fill, for sure.
Big shoes to fill.
Sandals.
Big sandals. Okay. Anna Paula wants to say she wins it all. Natalie, 20 for the winnie. Great job, Miss Foxy Tasha and Kelly Wentworth. It was a lot of fun. It was a great campaign season. It was really, really fantastic. Let's do a couple more questions, then we'll wrap this up tonight. Okay, Orange Shaw says, if there is a Miss Survivor All-Stars, would RC get pulled from the competition right before it starts? No, she's fine. Her dad might get pulled from the Mr. Survivor All-Stars.
Yeah.
She's fine. unless it's not for medical reasons, if it's for if you would
performance enhancing drugs for the pageant.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. All right. And let's take one more. This is from Alexander Point. Says, Natalie wants a New Jersey event. Spencer wants a Chicago event. Meet in the middle Ohio event for the win.
There we go.
All right. We'll see.
Cleveland rocks.
If Lil Morris will come out, we'll do a Ohio event.
Go Lil.
Wouldn't I? Okay. Jacob Tyler says, thank you, Natalie. Thank you, for swiping right, for me. Yeah. Miss Survivor. You're going to be the best Miss Survivor. Oh, there you go. There you have it. Oh, how can I say it better? Yes. All right. So, Kurt, there's nothing left to do here except get ready for the premiere of Survivor 30 tomorrow night.
Yeah, I know. I get to kind of, fold up my poll and put it in storage and not have to count anything for a good year.
Yes. First off, well, let me give some props here. Kurt Clark, thank you so much again. We could not do this competition without you. You work tirelessly on all of this. A lot of people don't know this. You actually, in addition to being the tabulator, hold down a real job. Yes. That being the tabulator is, it's a full-time job work-wise, the compensation is nil. You don't have to count high for the compensation to be the tabulator. But, Kurt, you work hours and hours and hours, and we really, really appreciate it. Oh, wait, hold on. We have breaking news here.
Uh-oh.
Yes. We have a visitor on the podcast. Here she is. It's Miss Tasha Fox.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Doing very good. Yay. Oh my God. Tasha, first off, thank you for the hard fought campaign.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. I had an awesome time.
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of an echo on Tasha's end. Go ahead. Can you hear us?
All right. Yep, I got it. Okay, so I just wanted to say thank you to all the Rahat fans that voted for me, and congratulations to Spencer and Natalie. I'm sure they both will represent, and I just had an awesome time. So thanks, Rob.
Yes, thank you, Tasha. Really, you did such a fantastic job with everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job, Tasha. Hi.
Thank you.
Yes.
Great job.
What a great job to show up on the Miss Survivor live show.
That's what I do. I do the unexpected. So.
Yes. Right, so if anything happens to Natalie, should you be Miss Survivor or should it be Nadia?
I think it should be me and Nadia.
Yes. I think that would be like a whole Game of Thrones thing, Kurt. I think that we would have a real question of who is the rightful Miss Survivor.
Yeah, maybe one can handle any domestic duties and one can handle all duties abroad.
Okay. All exactly. Right. Well, Tasha, we're definitely going to do a podcast this season.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thanks for hopping on. Thanks.
No worries.
Okay, all right, there you go, Miss Tasha Fox would be a worthy Miss Survivor. All right, so tomorrow night, Survivor 30 kicks off. Watch it, then come and see Stephen Fishback and I. I haven't spoken to Stephen Fishback, I think, since the last time we did Survivor Know It Alls. He says he's good though for this. So tomorrow night, 9:45, and then we'll take it all from there.
Should be a good time.
Yes. Anyway, Kurt, I'm not sure if I got to the point where I actually thanked you again for everything, but that, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate everything you've done. And Andrea, let me just say, great job as our outgoing Miss Survivor 2014. Hoping to see you in New York at the Live Know It Alls show.
I will see you there.
Okay. All right. And, thank you again to Scott St. Pierre. And thank you to you guys, all of the voters, the people who cast all these ballots that made this so much fun to get through. You know, it's sort of a crazy thing that we do in the off season when there's no actual Survivor on the air. It keeps us warm during the cold, dark months with no Survivor to watch. But it's a lot of fun, and thank you guys for making this so great for the fourth year in a row. So thanks again. Looking forward to getting started with Real Survivor again. Survivor 30 kicks off Wednesday night. Join us for Survivor Know It Alls. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.